1. Human evolution, a tangled bush. On this wall, we present the human evolutionary tree, which shows how different species are related to each other. The tree is a tangled bush with many branches and describes our evolutionary history. On the left is a timeline running from bottom to top, where the top represents today. The greenish-yellow vertical line next to each species shows the time interval during which it lived. The tree can be read in two directions. If you read from the top down, you will start with our own species, Homo sapiens, at the top of the tree. Moving downwards, you'll reach a point where the Homo sapiens line meets another line, that of Homo helmii, our closest relative. The point where these lines meet is a hypothetical ancestor. Below this point, there is again a single line that eventually meets the line from the next closest relative, Homo neanderthalensis, and so on. If you read from the bottom up, you will see how a species at each fork gives rise to two new species until you reach those alive today. These are at the top of the tree. All species in our part of the tree are extinct, except our own, Homo sapiens. Our closest living relatives are the chimpanzees and bonobos. Before our line split from theirs, between 5 and 7 million years ago, we shared a common ancestor. Which species in the tree should be called human? Are humans creatures that walk on two legs? Are they species that have a life cycle, including tooth eruption, first menstruation, and menopause, similar to ours? Or are humans creatures that dream, create, and tell stories like we do? Compare the skulls on the table. Differences in the shape of the skulls and teeth have led scientists to place them in different species and genera. Look, feel, and discover differences between the species. More about how scientists identify fossil species at Station 18. What is a species?